Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrub-a-dub-dub. We have a special guest today.
Our first guest of the 2024.
Era. Yeah, really? First guest of 2024.
We have Roddy Devlukia in the house.
I'm so happy to be here, guys. Thanks for inviting me.
Did I say your name right?
You did, Roddy Devlukia.
Oh, Devlukia. I said it. I didn't have it like...
No, you're good. Honestly, you can call me whatever you want. Okay?
I was so excited. We've been so excited to get you on the podcast. And I remember I met you at an Angel City soccer game.
Yes.
Through our friend Lily. Mm-hmm. But Tanya... Years ago, y'all met, and she was obsessed with you. She talked about you obsessively.
For days. After we met, like, it was like, yeah, because, okay, so I remember it like yesterday, because that time in my life, there was a 3-month period where my now fiance and I broke up, and I remember that 3 months, like, the back crystal of my clear. Hand. Yeah, everything was very crystal clear. And I remember Raquel, our mutual friend, did a darling dinner at Selena's house,
yes.
And it was all girls. It was maybe, like, 10 to 12 of us.
Yep.
And I didn't know anybody there except for like Raquel and Selena. And I remember meeting you and you just had like the best energy. You gave me like just really nice, great advice. And I just remember being like so blown away by you and just like the energy that you had.
I felt the same way about you.
I started following you on Instagram and I was like, I think we're going to be fast friends. And then it kind of went.
I know. It fizzled out.
It kind of fizzled out. But like, I just remember just being really taken by like your energy and your personality. And I just think, I don't know, I've just been really obsessed with you ever since.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I genuinely feel this, and I'm not just saying it. I think you notice energy in other people that you have in yourself. And I felt the same way when I met you. I thought there were so many people there, but I felt like I spoke to you the most when we were there. So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Aww. I feel like girl crushed on. I appreciate
it. I was recently listening to a podcast you did. It was the Dream Bigger podcast. Mm-hmm. You did it earlier this year.
Yeah.
And you were talking, because y'all were just talking about energy, you recognize energy in someone else. And Tanya is very much a positive person. Like, she's always looking for the good, the gratitude, the even if things are down, where's the gratitude? Yeah. And you said something on the podcast, you were saying that even if you let yourself wallow, you always try to squeeze out just like a little bit of gratitude in something. And I felt like that was a very Tanya thing, because I feel like Tanya will wallow and then she'll...
Yeah, I can
it's
go
time
dark,
to get it back up.
Bring it back to light,
I feel the same. I think I spent a lot of my teen years wallowing for a long period of time over things. And I noticed I was just missing out on life so much, because when you're keeping yourself in something or something in the past, you're not actually able to be in the moment mm-hmm. or appreciate what's happening in the time that you're in. And so I've just tried to create a shorter period where I allow myself to do that, or not even allow myself, where I very quickly now know how to get to the root of why I'm feeling a certain way, and I allow myself to have that process. But then after that, there's only so much you can just keep thinking about the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm just there. I have to just snap back, you know. We just have to figure out what those ways are for you, but there has to be a way for you to just keep coming back to yourself, like, over and over again.
Yeah. What are practices you do for that? Because sometimes if I'm in a funk, I'm like in the funk. Mm-hmm. And I'll like go on a walk, I'll try, and then on the walk I'm out of it. But then as soon as I get back home and I'm like sitting down, I'm like, ugh, you know, I'm like reminded of why I'm
in the funk.
Yeah.
I do a few things. It really depends. You know, it's obviously specific sometimes to what you're feeling, but anytime I'm just feeling low mood, low energy, something's gone wrong, nature is definitely something for me. So going out. But then my favorite way is writing. And I don't mean like journaling. I guess it is a type of journaling, but you don't have to think of it in that way. It's writing down every single thing that you are thinking in that moment of time. And so whether it's anger towards somebody, like having that conversation with that person, but written down, whether it's you're angry with yourself or you're feeling upset with yourself, having a conversation with yourself. Mm-hmm. But I find writing things down, you honestly see it coming out of yourself. So there's one thing about kind of speaking it through in your mind, but it still kind of lives there. But when you're able to pour it out, so that can also be talking to somebody. But I found I very rarely go to somebody first. I try to process it myself first. And if it still lives in my mind and I still find it difficult to process it, then I will go on to somebody else. I like to speak to my mum about it, or I'll speak to Jay about it. You know, I'll have my time with it first before I go to someone else.
Yeah.
So writing down for me, and breath work mm-hmm. has been a game changer for me. I honestly use breath work to take myself through every phase of the day, whether I'm feeling anxious about coming on a podcast, whether I'm feeling really hazy and just foggy in my mind, and whether I'm just feeling low mood, because our breath literally anchors our mind to our body. Mm-hmm. And so there are so many different types of breath works you can do to energize yourself, to calm yourself, to create balance between, you know, your left and right side of the brain. There's so many different types. And so breath work has definitely been a huge part of bringing my mood back up.
Go ahead.
No, you continue, because I'm going to steer us in a different direction.
My girlfriend and I, we were talking about, we had taken an edible, and we were talking about, she said, life gets so crazy and chaotic. I can't remember what the quote was. It was something so deep, I was like, well, but it was something along the lines of like, life gets so chaotic and they're asking so much of us, just like society, that you forget how to breathe, to the point where we're paying people to teach us how to breathe. Mm-hmm.
It says that, I'd say 80 to 90% of us don't actually take full breaths throughout the day. Yeah. Like the capacity of our lungs is so deep, and we all shallow breathe. And you'll notice yourself doing that. I notice myself where I'm suddenly like, like I take a deep breath once in a while, whereas the capacity of our lungs is so much wider and deeper than we allow it to be. And it's because our emotions, instead of our breath controlling our emotions control our breath. And actually, breath has the ability to control our emotions. Because you notice when you end up getting sad or angry or anxious, what changes? Our breath changes. Mm-hmm. You cry and your breath pattern changes. You're happy and your breath pattern changes. And so if you learn to control your breath, you can learn to control your emotions. And so through that, I've done that a lot when I'm, you know, when you're about to cry in a really awkward situation that you really don't want to cry, I'm like, breath, come to me, because this is not the time to be crying.
I need to practice that, because like sometimes when I'm, or if I'm trying to express a feeling and it's just something thoughtful or kind, and I get either nervous or anxious about expressing that to somebody. Yes. So then I feel like I'm going to cry, but it's not the right, I mean, it's fine to cry. Like, I love the expression of emotion, but sometimes you're like, just hold it together.
I know what you mean. But it's what you're about to say that's making you feel anxious, not the actual words you're about to say. Yeah. I do the same thing where the anxiety takes over me so much that I'm about to say something to someone and I'll burst into tears and they think I'm super emotional. Yes. And I'm like, no, you know what I'm saying? I just cry a lot. Like, it's not actually this situation. It's the buildup I've created in my mind of the situation.
Right. Yes.
Are you a Cancer?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Nice. I love Leos.
She loves trying to guess and she's always wrong, but it's a fun game.
Oh yeah, it's a very fun game.
She does.
Yeah. But I kind of want, I want to set up like kind of who you are for people that are listening, because I, like for me, so you're here, you're promoting your cookbook that's called Joyful. Mm-hmm. I like what you did there.
Thank you.
It's not joyful, it's joyful. Because like you're full.
Yeah. Yeah. Full of joy when you eat good food.
It is. Yeah. And I've always seen you, like when I started following you on Instagram, I always saw you cooking and like recipe developing. Mm-hmm. And you're an entrepreneur and all these things. So like where did you start? Like when did you know that like this is what you wanted to do? I know you're married. Like when did you get married? Like I just kind of want to know your background.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Where do I start? So I grew up in London. I come from an Indian family. And so food was, as with most cultures, just a huge part of our, the way that we connect to each other, the way that we laugh together. Everything is surrounded by food. And my mom, I'm really grateful that my mom is and was then one of the best cooks I've experienced in my whole entire life. Like she would work full time, but there will be fresh breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day. And it's amazing
to think about now. Like I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's I don't know how she. It's like time expanded for her. She just had the ability to do everything, and I didn't realize how special that was until I grew older and realized a lot of people didn't have that in their life. But for me, it was like, there was different cuisines, there was different spices. My mom was so conscious about the food that she was putting onto the table, and it was her love language also. And so not only did we get good food, I got so much love through it. And so I started connecting food to love because of my mom too. And so whether there was guests coming around or whether it was just us, there would just be an abundance of, you know, different varieties of things and experimentation in the kitchen. And so I definitely think a lot of my love for food has come from my mom, my grandma, and my family. And I started learning through watching her and tasting. You know, a lot of your skills come from what you experienced in childhood. I tasted such good food growing up that I feel like my palate was really elevated as I was growing up.
Right.
My palate? Yeah, my palate. And so my mom, and then she actually recommended that I study nutrition. I wanted to become a doctor, as most Indian people do. And I was like, yeah, I want to become a children's doctor, which would have been wonderful, but I didn't get the grades. And so my mom was like, I've heard about this new course and they're doing nutrition and it's paid for by the government. Why don't you do that? I was like, okay, cool. Why don't I just do that? I honestly didn't know what I wanted to do at the time. And so I felt like my mom, and actually looking back, my mom has definitely known where to guide me and has made the right decision each time. And so I ended up doing a nutrition degree, went on to do, so I was a nutritionist, a dietitian. I did both degrees. And then through that, I just learned so much about the Western way of thinking about food and how to, I worked in a hospital and I was able to, you know, I saw everything from diabetes to high cholesterol to malnourishment to pediatric dietetics. Like I was doing everything. And it was really beautiful, but I felt like I was really restricted through what I was told to do. Mm-hmm. And some things just didn't settle with me. And it wasn't something that I wanted to share, but I kind of had to, being in the job that I was doing. I then got married to Jay. And
how old were you?
I was 24. Okay. I was 24. I got married to Jay, and I told him one thing. I was like, the only thing I need is to be walking distance or like 2-3 miles away from my parents and my sister, because my mom, my grandma, my sister and my uncles, they all live within walking distance from each other. And I always envisioned myself doing that. And so we bought a house that was like a couple of miles away from my parents and my sister. And then 3 weeks later, he's like, I got my dream job in New York. And I was like, it's not my dream job in New York. And then he told my parents, and it was so funny because we told my parents and everyone was just crying, and no one cared that he got an amazing job. Everyone was just crying because that meant, everyone was just crying because that meant I was leaving.
Right, right.
And so it took me a good few days of not talking to anybody, including him, to figure out what I actually wanted to do, because it really wasn't part of my plan.
Yeah. Right.
And then obviously I was like, well, duh, it's his dream job. I can't not go. And so I said yes, but I didn't actually say yes. I said yes by putting like hints of New York around our house. And he was like, does that mean we're bringing New York here? Or does that mean we're going to New York? Like, I can't tell which one it is. And then we ended up moving to New York. And at that point, I couldn't work. I didn't have a work visa. I was on a spouse visa. So everything that I'd worked for like 6 years of education, I basically couldn't use in the US.
Oh my gosh. Wait, can you, before you, did you bring stuff from New York in so that you could like feel the energy?
No, I brought it in to be like, just so you know, we're moving, but I'm not ready to talk about it.
It was like your peace offering.
But we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, okay, got it. I'm not acknowledging it, but I've accepted it.
Okay.
And then I moved to New York and I basically did not know what I was doing. Jay was at work all day. I was by myself. I didn't know anybody. I was just crying a lot, to be quite honest. Gosh. And I was just feeling really unsettled. And so it was honestly the best time and the worst time for me, because I felt like I grew intensely during those years that I was there, because I just immersed myself back into study. And so I did my yoga teacher training there. I did my Ayurveda. I started studying Ayurveda there. And so that's where I found the actual path that I wanted to take in terms of how I wanted to relate to food and how I wanted to share it with other people. And if anybody doesn't know what Ayurveda is, it's the most ancient health science to exist.
Yeah, I had no idea what you, but I was like too scared to ask.
Oh, no, yeah. Ayur means life and or longevity, and Veda means knowledge. It roots from India, but it is the oldest health science to exist. And it incorporates everything from you, nature, the food you eat, every single thing that we allow into our senses and how it affects our body. And even more than that, it's so individual. So it's about how my body and your body and your body are so different. And we understand, we have to learn how to understand our body to know what's optimal. So me eating a tomato, you eating a tomato, and you eating a tomato, our bodies will react completely differently. And so it's noticing and becoming in tune with our bodies to understand what it needs, essentially.
Oh my gosh, so preach it, sister.
You were talking about how every morning you have... it's like hot water and I was like, Tanya is gonna love this.
Oh yeah,
what do you have?
I have a big part of Ayurveda as well, and you know, even my Indian culture is spices, and I can honestly say I have used spices or essential oils and natural remedies to heal my body through many things over the past 10 years. And that means when I have an infection, I haven't taken antibiotics, don't quote me on that. And you know, there are so many things that I probably shouldn't mention, but I have managed to, even if I get like a infection in my tooth, I'll use clove oil. Like there's so many things that you can do that nature provides you with without having to go straight to medicine. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but there are first line things we can do. And Ayurveda talks about prevention versus curative. Mm-hmm. And I find the Western medicine is all about, let's get you to the point of disease and then we'll help cure you. Whereas Ayurveda talks about, let me help you recognize the symptoms in your body before we even get to the point of disease. Let me tell you that when your skin does this or your body starts doing this, that means it's on the way to disease. Mm-hmm. And that's what I loved about it. And so spices is an incredible way to heal your body every single day slowly and detox your body and cleanse your body just by adding spices into your life, because every single spice has such potent like medicinal properties. And so CCF, it's coriander, cumin, and fennel. It's like the queen spice blend of Ayurveda, and it does everything from it's all gentle, of course. Like everything that's herbal will be gentle to your body in the quantities that we take them, but it helps to purify your blood, helps to cleanse your gut and your colon in the morning. It helps to stoke your digestive fires so that it's ready for, you know, the food that you're about to eat.
I need my digestives stoked.
Yes. Well, CCF is amazing.
I really do.
No.
Yeah. It's been a bad problem lately.
I mean, I think digestion is, in Ayurveda, it says that digestion is the root of all disease. Like most disease comes from the fact that we either have stagnant emotions or stagnant digestion. You know, anything that we trap in our bodies are meant to be vessels. They're not meant to be things that we, you know, we shouldn't really hold things in our body. Everything should pass through, like whether it's food, whether it's our emotions, whether it's the things that we see and process, like it's a vessel, it's not a place to hold. And so as soon as we start holding things, things become stagnant in our body. So if food lies for too long in our gut, it starts to ferment and we start to get gut issues and it starts to produce toxins in our bodies. If emotions are stagnant in our body, they say that they actually get trapped in our physical body, and that's why we start feeling aches and pains, or we get acne that shows up on our skin, or, you know, there's so many things that show up on our body when things are kept inside our body. And so, yeah, honestly, all of this is just is from learning about my own body through Ayurveda. And so the book isn't about Ayurveda. It just gives all my favorite things from the practice, because it is just doing a degree in Ayurveda takes like 8 years or something. And that's just becoming a basic doctor in it. So there's so much to it. But what I did in the book was just share all the basic rituals, because it's I've done recipes and rituals throughout the book. And yeah, it's just everything that's helped me in my life to really tune back into my body, and recipes that just, you know, I think there's a big disconnect between food that makes us feel good and food that tastes good. Like, mm-hmm. we don't think that we shouldn't feel joy if we're eating healthy. It's like we constantly are looking for suffering, aren't we? We're like, no, if I want to meet my health goals, that means I have to suffer when I eat. Like, I can't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't believe that. I think you should be able to feel really good in your body and also enjoy the food that you eat. And I think that there's a way to marry both. And mm-hmm. hopefully my recipes, that's what I've really been focusing on with them, is creating a life where you just live a little bit more joyfully through what you eat and what you do to your body.
I love that. I also feel like it's such a testament to your mom and how she raised y'all and what she did, because like you associate feeling good and eating good with love and joy, and it not just being like, if you want to be skinny or healthy, mm-hmm. then you can't eat this, this, and this. It was just like she fed y'all what she knew would be good for you.
Yeah, but I think, you know, I don't know anybody who hasn't gone through that phase in life of feeling like food shouldn't be enjoyed. I went through that.
Oh, yeah.
I went through that where I was like, I can't eat bread, which brings me so much joy, because I want to be skinny, or because I want to look a certain way, or feel or be perceived a certain way. And then I realized, I was like, bread is amazing. And you just have to pair it with the right things for it to digest well in your body. Unless, obviously, you're gluten intolerant or something. Yeah. But, you know, there are so many ways that we can enjoy the food we eat. It's just about understanding those foods and how they affect our body.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Louisiana, so I am like queen of fast food and processed mm-hmm. food. And every time I found myself like wanting to start to eat better and like pay attention to what I'm putting into my body, I was like this suffering. It was like, oh my gosh, I have to eat raw, like not raw, but like protein with like nothing on it and leaves, you know,
exactly. Like, and spices are another great way to help people through that, because when we you think about junk food and it can be deep fried and a lot of salts and whatever, but spices, you can add so much into a boring protein or a really boring vegetable and feel like you're traveling around the world just through what's on your plate. You can use different spices to experience each item that you're eating on your plate in a completely different way without it feeling like you're eating processed foods or things which are not good for you.
Yeah. I feel like I got diagnosed with Hashimoto's, yes, and so that's why I'm gluten-free now, because of that yes. I basically had to just do it, and I wanted to reverse my Hashimoto's through...
You did it through diet,
I did it through diet and supplements. And so I'm like, I'm such a big believer in that, like the food and stuff that we eat and what we put in our body is like so important.
Yeah.
And like, I remember when I was like, oh, I had to go gluten-free. I love, like, there are certain things I love that are like, you know, like I love pasta. I love bagels.
Yeah.
But then I found so many amazing gluten-free pastas and gluten-free bagels. And I'm like, I can still enjoy my life and still like do it in a way that helps me and my body.
Yeah. Have you had gluten-free Pops bagels?
We just had a whole conversation about this.
She liked them.
She loves them.
They're amazing.
They're amazing.
Like, I can't believe they're gluten-free.
I cannot believe.
I keep calling them and I'm like, because Jay's gluten-free. I'm like, I'm just checking. Did I get the delivery of the gluten-free ones? Because I just need to make sure that they are gluten-free. And are they vegan? They're like, yes, they're gluten-free and vegan. That's what we've written on the box. And I was like, wow.
They're so good. I know.
So good.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Done. Off topic, but I need to ask.
She just had it yesterday and was talking about it.
I just had
it
yesterday and I was just like reeling from it.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about...
Love languages?
Sure. And also how you fight in a relationship.
Okay, let's
do it. We'll be right back.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we're back. So,
by the way, wait, before we can move on, I just want to shout out, Roddy brought in these. Will you tell everybody what these are?
Yeah, they're from my book. They're called Veggie Frittata Muffins. They are chickpea flour based. They have packed with vegetables, spices, a bit of vegan feta on the top. And it's a staple in my house. Like, my mom makes these every single week just to have in the fridge. Like, just
these are so
delicious.
Oh, good. I'm
they're
so glad.
So good.
I mean, you kind of have to say that because I'm sitting right here, but.
No, I would say if it was bad.
Well, I don't think we'd bring it up again if we we'd be like, so she brought us a treat. Thank you.
We're just going to keep that over here.
Okay, so when we were talking about having you on the podcast, I am so curious because you and Jay are both very like mindful, spiritual people. When you get into a fight, and even like the New York thing, is there a moment where you both go like, let's take a moment, or is it, do y'all go at it? I just am curious because it feels like it would be the type, I feel like Jay would be like, we're going to take a moment.
Let's breathe. I'm terrible. I just need you all to know that. Like, I have this side and then I have an extremely ratchet, fiery side. So I can be very stubborn and wanting to be right, even if I'm wrong.
Yes. That's the Leo in you.
That's the Leo in me. I'm so stubborn. And I know I'm being stubborn in the moment, but I'm still like, whatever.
You're like blackout rage. Yeah. You can't help it.
Or just like fully wanting to be right in this situation, even though I'm telling myself inside, I'm like, you're wrong. Just say sorry. I'm like, nope. And so, yes, I would say Jay is everything you would expect him to be, unfortunately. He is like calm and collected. And he's like, you know, that concept of it's us against the problem, not us against each other. At that point, I'm like, no, it's me against you. Actually, it is me against you right now because I do not want to be on a team with you.
Wait, this is seriously so funny because, like, okay, in one of Jay's books, he breaks down kind of like how to fight with your partner. Mm-hmm. And it is like there's, I don't remember exactly how many now, but it's yes. so funny because I'll take it to Robbie, my fiance, and uh-huh. I'll be like, okay, so this is how I fight and this is how you fight. So in order for us to like fight in a productive way, yeah. we need to like figure out how each other fight. It's so funny because that's exactly what it was. It was like yeah. the person that like has to get everything out there, like the mm-hmm. fiery one. And then there's the person that needs to like take a beat, mm-hmm. sleep yeah. on it, and then come back to it the next day, which is my fiance. And mm-hmm. then there's like the anxious one who just like wants to settle it right yeah. then and there. That's me. But it's very funny because it's like, I feel like I go to Jay for a lot of like advice and sort of guidance in those directions. And so I wonder what it's like being married to somebody like that because...
Listen, I don't want a Jay Shetty talk right now, okay? I don't want it. I just want to fight with you and then we'll talk. No, I am an avoidant a little bit. I shut down. And so when I feel like I'm being attacked or when something feels wrong, I will go into my shell. And so either you'll get the worst version, which is like quiet, I'll go silent. And you can keep talking at me, but you're not getting anything back. So I will either go really silent or I will never say things I don't mean, but I will say things very firmly and kind of not nicely, you know, like where you can tell in the tone of my voice that I'm not saying it with love. And I'm really trying to work on that because I know it does nothing good for whether it's a relationship or a friendship or anything. Like it's not a nice way to be. But I think it's always based on ego. It's like you don't want to be wrong. And I think I have this this feeling of I think for me, it comes from when I was younger, where I always used to feel like I needed to go to other people to tell me whether I was right or wrong. I always needed validation. Mm-hmm. And so if someone's attacking me for being wrong about something, it makes me feel like I haven't done something right mm-hmm. or done it in the right way. And so it comes from a defensive thing. I'm an adult. I know what I'm doing. I've done this in the right way. And so I get defensive about people thinking I'm not doing things right or not the perfect version of who I am. But I have gotten better since watching Jay do it because I notice how I'm someone who will get upset and then I'll be fine like an hour later. But then what I realize is I've upset the other person, so they're not fine an hour later. Right. So then I'm like, I'm good now, everyone. And they're like, you literally just cussed me out. We are not having a conversation. So I am learning to do that. I think I've gotten better, I would say, but I feel I've still got a bit of work to do on that, yeah. to be honest.
I mean, I think that's a continual journey because mm-hmm. even we have these tools that our couples therapist gives us. And if I'm not in the mood, I'll be like, I don't yeah. want to do the yeah. tools right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's going to make it worse. So we'll come back to that and we'll do it
but
when I'm calm.
That's what the tools are for using.
They're for people like you who are anxious and need to
No, you're right. They are there for using. And you always wish you had used them, you know, afterwards.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But then in
I
the
know.
Moment, you don't want to use them.
Wait, it's funny so that true. You say that you have a fiery, like a fiery do. Side because I wanted to get your opinion on this. And it's very funny because... I ran into you yesterday at one of our workout places mm-hmm. and I, not at this same place, but I was at another like hot yoga place mm-hmm. and it was 120 degrees in the space mm-hmm. and they packed us in like
sardines.
Yeah. Yes. The great good sardines. And so we're like 2 inches away from everybody. They're packing more and more people in. People are touching the feet and stuff. And I snapped after the class and I just like told the front desk guy like off.
Yeah.
And I've regretted it every day since. And I like feel really bad about it. And I like try to call and apologize. But I was wondering, like, would you do the same thing?
Would I snap at that moment?
Yeah.
So as much as my family have this, well, especially Jay has this thing he calls me. He's like, you are a lion in the house, but a mouse outside. Because I will be. So there's this like really funny story where I was trying to film something and I'd asked the people who were doing work outside, like, can you give me 15 minutes, I just really need to film this because I had to get it done. I needed quiet. And there was me inside the house saying, you know, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to be like, listen, guys, I've asked you three times. Why do you keep going on? And I was all this hype inside. I goes up, excuse me, guys. would you mind just turning it down just a little bit? Just a tiny bit. Would you? Thank you so much. And I came back and she was like, you are ridiculous, because I am that person. I am so fiery. If someone does something to my friend, I will still get fiery. But if it's to do with me, I will be so hype in my mind. And then what comes out is, just wondering, could you possibly?
Right.
So I think what you did was, and you know what? The heat doesn't help. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Heat makes you fiery.
Yeah, I think it really does. It was very not like me. Like, I was I said it and I was like,
no, in Ayurveda it talks about that too. Like, if you have a fiery nature, you have to think about your external surroundings too, because if you have a fiery digestion, if you're a fiery person, the workouts and things that you should be doing should be according to that nature to help balance it, not aggravate it. And so if you're someone who feels quite lethargic a lot, you need to do energetic workouts. If you're someone who needs to calm down, if you're doing energetic workouts and high intensity training all the time, you're going to get off balance and be extremely high strung. And so the types of workouts you do, and obviously you seem like a calm person, so I'm sure it was just the heat of the moment thing, excuse the pun, but I think I understand why you would have done it. I would have got upset too. But you're just human. It's okay for you to get upset sometimes.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you know what? An apology goes a long way. Yeah. Said, you probably wouldn't even be expecting the apology. So
she said, couldn't be me, but you're human. She said, I would never personally, but
no, No, you know what I would do? I'd probably I would go home and call as an anonymous caller so that they didn't think it was me. I'm a people pleaser. That's also my problem. I'm such a people pleaser that it really upsets me if someone thinks badly of me.
Right.
And so I would feel it. I would probably write a message, like on Yelp, or call up and be like, I just want you to know, and put an American accent so they don't know it's me. And I would definitely go in, but I would just probably not do it with my face attached.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a horrible experience with a moving company one time. They basically canceled on me the day of, and I was like, I'm not a review person, like I don't leave reviews, and I was like, I'm gonna go leave them the worst review. So I went and left the review, and I told my sisters, I was like, go leave a review.
I remember this.
And then after I got moved in, I was like, okay, everybody, go delete your review, we don't need to have that negativity up anymore. It's okay, I've calmed down.
I get the emotional route. If someone's hurt me, and if it's a random person, I'm like, would your mother be okay with you doing that? Would you do that to your sister? Would you?
That's a good point.
I'm like, if all else fails, there's emotion, okay?
Yeah, there's emotional manipulation.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Always brings it out.
Well, this took a turn, didn't it?
I knew. I was like, I know she has a fiery side. And I know that even though I picture them having this like very beautiful.
You pictured us like just floating in the air.
Just like meditating through it.
No, I was wrong. No, you were wrong. No, we were both wrong. Okay.
Please. I was wrong.
I'll take it on.
It's funny when people have that perception. You know what it is? And I really, this one thing I dislike about even sometimes sharing my practices and the philosophies that I believe in, because it's so difficult sharing something that makes you better and having people realize that you're still on the journey to it. Mm-hmm. Like, so if I'm someone who says I meditate, I haven't perfected meditation. It's just something that I practice and I'm trying to do. And I do find that can be, and this isn't you guys, I'm just saying generally, everybody looks at someone and you naturally see a pocket of their life. And so for me, I've been trying to work so hard to balance out that image of, oh, I meditate, I do, and I like to sleep early, I do, and I love trying to be kind to people as much as I possibly can, and I do deeply believe in gratitude, but at the same time, I'm working on all of those things. I am not those things. And so true. I've had that so many, and I get DMs that are so emotionally draining because they're like, I thought you were, you know, better than this. How are you promoting this product? Or how are you not talking about this? Or, you know, I'll make a really funny joke, or, you know, I have a lot of banter. I love making fun of people, and I'll do that with my friends. I didn't think that you would say something like that. I'm like, that is who I am.
Yeah.
But when it's like people don't associate that you can meditate and you can get angry. Mm-hmm. You can meditate and you can cuss someone out. Mm-hmm. Like, you can meditate in the morning, you'll cuss someone out in the afternoon. So it's not that you should do those things, but we all live in a world of duality.
Yeah.
And so we are all a balance of so many different things. And so I'm by no means do you meditate and become enlightened within a week, within a month, within even your lifetime. But you do all these small practices that hopefully make you a better person over a period of time. And hopefully I did this practice and I listened to your podcast, or I read this book that struck something in me. And so the next conversation I had, maybe I would have been a lot angrier than I would have normally been. But that saved me from going to that extent. Mm-hmm. And so I see everything as, you know, it's just little footsteps mm-hmm. that we take in the right direction. But sometimes it can be hard when you speak about something that you love so much and you forget that, yeah, you also need to show other. And at the same time, you don't want to show negative sides of you because yeah. you want people to feel positive when yeah. they're listening to your things and watching you. And so, yeah, it's always funny when I hear people's perception of like me and Jay, because I'm like, guys, you have no idea what I'm like. but I also see why. I'm like, you wrote a book on love. Now everyone's going to think that me and you have like this perfect relationship. It's like, no, I'm trying to teach people that this is how we manage the relationship right, yeah. and situation. But yeah, it's so interesting.
It no. really is. That's such an interesting point, you know, like you see people, you listen to their podcasts, you watch them on Instagram, whatever, mm-hmm. but it's true. Like you see that part, mm-hmm. you don't see the whole picture.
Mm-hmm. It's such a small part too. I know. It's such a like yeah. glimpse into someone's life. It's not even, mm-hmm. I mean, we do our best to be like open yeah. and vulnerable, but even if you show a day in the life, you're showing clips. It's exactly. like you're not showing any of
and
the whole thing.
It's too hard to show the ups yeah. and downs of the day. Like I could be really happy in the morning and I could be crying 2 hours later. Mm-hmm. There's just so much that happens in our life that to be able to, I could live with someone and not know someone's full personality and full scope of emotions. And so, I always think about that because there's so many, I'm like, someone will catch me on a bad day and I won't be that shiny person that they think I am. But that doesn't mean I'm not that person. It just means that I had a bad day and we all have terrible days, but sometimes we are just not our best selves. But the next day you get back up and you try to live with that same attitude over and over again mm-hmm. until hopefully it sticks for longer periods.
Yeah. Well, it's just like if you practice anything, if you practice a sport, the exactly. more that you practice, you might not be an Olympic athlete, but you're going to be better at it every time you practice it.
Yeah. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. In the podcast, what are three tips in the wellness space that you, or practices that you would recommend to anyone that has like changed your life?
I touched on this one, but I kind of want to share it again just because it really has changed my life, is breath work. Mm-hmm. And I recommend going and looking at the different types of breath works to tailor it to what your needs are. So I will go from breath work in the morning, that's for my anxiety. And then midday when I'm feeling low energy, I'll do a specific breath work called Kapalbhati. It's like, what's it called in English? It's called skull shining, and essentially I'll give you an example of what the breath is, but it goes and essentially what it does, you do it for longer, but it increases the amount of oxygen that goes to your brain, and your blood cells are like infused with oxygen and you feel so much energy. So whenever I'm feeling a bit low energy, mm-hmm. midday, I'll use breath work to perk me back up. And if you want to calm at night, there's yoga nidra that you can do, another breath work, which helps you to fall asleep at night. So there is breath work for every part of your day and every emotion and feeling that you're having. So I really recommend that, because your breath will help you to navigate so much in life. Breath work. And then, okay, this is the second one. It's going to sound random, but it's not. Using a tongue scraper. Do you guys use a tongue scraper?
I do, yeah.
Oh. My God.
Okay.
You do not know. No. No, my breath is like very stinky today because I had raw onions. So I'm like, yeah.
No, but even deeper than just breath, like a tongue scraper is, it helps. So if you think about it, at night, you sleep all night, and what happens in your body, the natural process is your body starts its decluttering system, its processing system. So it starts breaking everything down that you don't need. It starts to remove all the toxins. And one place a lot of toxins build up is on our tongue. And so when you end up swallowing all of that back, like let's say you take a big gulp of water as soon as you wake up, you actually take back in a lot of the toxins. So let me tell you, if you haven't used a tongue scraper, you do not know what your tongue actually feels like to be clean. I will just put it out there.
I've never used a tongue scraper.
You don't know what your tongue feels like.
Where does one get a tongue scraper?
I will order you one, okay? I should. You know what?
Right,
I
think on
I
should Amazon,
carry
Tanya.
Them in my bag, because
you have one
changer.
In your bag?
No, I feel like I should from now on, just to like give out to people.
So you wake up in the morning and you just do it.
You wake up in the
right
morning
away.
When you brush your teeth. You also use the tongue scraper. You do it at least like 15 times on your tongue. You will start noticing how much lives on your tongue.
I'm so grossed out right now.
No, don't be. It's okay. We all live and learn. but you will really appreciate when your mouth feels that clean. It's just phenomenal. It's a practice that's been done. Like, one would in India use a tongue scraper before they even use a toothbrush. Like, that's how much accumulates on our tongue. So tongue scraper, you can get them off Amazon. I recommend getting, instead of a plastic one, I recommend getting a copper one. Lots of benefits for copper as well. So a copper tongue scraper. And then the third one is spices.
I'm going to ask if it's
definitely spices. And you know what? If you're scared of spices, get over it, because you can try things, experiment. If it goes wrong, it's okay. And the best thing about it is you will find beautiful, like your food will become so much more vibrant, so much more delicious. And you can use spices in everything from your milk at night, like nutmeg. Nutmeg is a mild mm-hmm. sedative. Nutmeg mixed with milk at night will help put you to sleep.
What?
Coriander, cumin, and fennel, I spoke about earlier. Those three are incredible digestive spices. They will help to purify you, help your gut feel incredible. And so, you know, adding in these, pick five spices that you want to play with, you know, in a month, and start using them in different ways and noticing how you can use them. The best way to buy spices is in its whole form, because just like with anything else, when you break something down, so if you buy them in powdered form, naturally, as soon as they get broken down, they start losing their vibrance, their taste, and their medicinal properties because they've been broken down. Mm-hmm. So when you smell, like if you crush up cardamom and you smell it from its pod, it will smell so different to the ground one that you get. But for ease, if you want to get some powdered spices to ease yourself in, do that. Mm-hmm. But just start having fun in the kitchen and like just, you know, don't take it so seriously. That's why I did what I did in my book. I was like, you can use these as a guideline, these uh-huh. recipes, but play with it. Like whatever vegetables you have, chuck them in. Whatever spices you've got in your cupboard, chuck them in. Recipes don't really have to be prescriptive. They can just be intuitive instead.
Where do you buy spices if they're not in the ground form?
They do sell them. I think it's just not as common. So even when you go to...
Yeah, I think they have them at Whole Foods.
Yeah, okay. You get black pepper and you can get black peppercorns. You just crush them up at home instead. The flavor of them are so much better. Wow. And Amazon. Amazon's honestly everyone's best friend.
Yeah.
And some people's like worst enemy.
Yeah. I have a love-hate relationship with Amazon.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Everyone does.
Okay, so where can everybody... So Joyful. I love the name.
It's so good.
It actually came to me, and this is going to sound so cliche, but I signed my book contract, and I was like, I don't know what I want to call this. The next morning, I sat in my meditation, and I swear, the first word that came to my mind was joy, and then the next call I had with my book team, I was like, it has to be called Joyful. And they were like, no one's going to know it's a cookbook. I was like, the only word I want linked to my book is joy. Uh-huh. And Joyful just felt, because it's so much more than just food. Like food can, you can infuse love and devotion into food and that person will feel it. And I've experienced that myself. So I think food can bring you joy in so many different ways. And so can so many of the rituals in there. So
And it brings people together.
And it brings people together.
Which is joyful.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So you can check out Joyful. Over 125 plant-based recipes looking fire on the cover.
Yeah.
So cute.
I had a good hair day that day. Yeah.
It looks great. Where can everybody get the book?
You can get it at www.joyfulbook.com. Or on my Instagram page where I'm promoting it 24 hours a day.
As you should. Yeah. Where can people follow you on Instagram, TikTok, all the things?
Yeah, Radhi Devlukia. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for scrubbing in. We're so happy to have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.